From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. A U.S. federal judge in Washington state temporarily blocks the nationwide ban imposed last week on travelers and immigrants from seven predominantly Muslim nations. U.S. District Judge James Robart in Seattle ruled Friday that the states of Washington and Minnesota have legal standing to challenge President Trump's executive order. Bob Ferguson is a Washington state attorney general.
Judge Robart's decision, effective immediately, effective now, puts a halt to President Trump's unconstitutional and unlawful executive order.
The White House issued a statement saying the Justice Department, at the earliest possible time, will file an emergency stay of this outrageous order. Shortly afterwards, the White House issued a second statement without the word outrageous. The statement also defended President Trump's executive order as lawful and appropriate. The United States is imposing new sanctions on 13 individuals and 12 entities linked to Iran's ballistic missile program and its proxies across the Middle East in light of this week's missile test by Iran. New sanctions are a culmination of the Trump administration's stance with Tehran. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis says the United States recognizes Japan's administration of certain islands, comment quickly criticized by China. Mattis has been in Tokyo meeting with the prime minister, and he told reporters it was important to let Japan know of the U.S. commitment to their long-standing relationship.
The reason this is my first trip out of the United States is because of the priority the United States places on the relationship with Japan and the concern about the security environment we face here in the Northwest Pacific.
This is VOA News. President Trump says that a U.S. military official and American destroyers patrolling off the coast of Yemen to protect international waterways from Houthi militia aligned with Iran. This comes after a Houthi suicide attack on a Saudi frigate in the Red Sea Monday that killed two crew members. U.S. federal officials say more than 9.2 million people signed up for health insurance through the Affordable Care Act during enrollment from November to January. That's despite Republican efforts to repeal the program, then replace it with an alternative health care plan. Total number of enrollees was down 500,000 from the open enrollment period for last year. Yet in a turmoil over the future of the program, well known as Obamacare, the decline was similar or smaller than predicted. Of the 9.2 million enrollees this year, about 3 million were new clients, while the rest were continuing their coverage from last year. That's according to government figures. The open enrollment is seen as a test of the popularity of the federal health care program, which offers programs in 39 states. The remaining states run their own health care exchanges. One of the major critiques of Obamacare is its cost. Average premiums for one of the lowest cost plans rose 25% compared with the previous year. In November's presidential election, placing Republican Donald Trump in the White House further threw the future of Obamacare into jeopardy. The World Health Organization reports the lives of millions of the 8.8 million people who die every year from cancer could be saved if the disease was diagnosed earlier. The agency has issued new cancer guidelines in advance of today's World Cancer Day. The WHO's Etienne Krug says a lot can be done to help people who are already diagnosed with cancer.
Refugees.
It does not have to be a death sentence. There's a lot we can do in terms of early diagnosis and screening, in terms of improving treatment, surgery, chemotherapy, radiotherapy, and when needed, palliative care.
And Krug says cancer for a long time was considered a death sentence. He says that is changing. He says cancer can be prevented by tackling risk factors such as smoking, unhealthy diets, reducing air pollution, and cutting down on alcohol intake. The WHO reports more than 14 million people develop cancer annually, a figure that is expected to rise over 21 million by the year 2030. The head of the United Nations Refugee Agency says a proposed initiative to create safe zones in Syria for refugees would not work in the country. And President Trump recently signed an executive order banning Syrian refugees.
That's the latest world news from VOA.